Following the fires of August 4th and 5th, Spruce Pine Council has moved to redefine an ordinance that has been in place since the town was chartered. The ordinance established fire limits within their area. A fire limit is described as an area considered to be vulnerable to fire and to fire spreading from building to building.
It's very hard to tell, but probably the building code at the time most of our buildings were built in downtown Spruce Pine was probably met. This is not really changing anything that has not been in effect. We are just defining the areas more clearly. Before, in the town charter, it just said the upper and lower street area of Spruce Pine, basically. And now we're defining from Oak and Locust on the east and west ends, the side streets in between, and 200 feet on either side of Oak and Locust streets to give us a defined area that fits this statute.
Richard Knipe is the Spruce Pine town manager. The ordinance also describes extra measures for materials and construction, but Knipe says the town council wants to move slowly with this ordinance.
What this allows us to do, it allows when a building is built, repaired, new buildings built, these buildings, for example, that were destroyed by the fire to be rebuilt, it sets standards for fire protection that goes into these buildings. And these standards are the material that goes in, the type of walls, types of roofs, support systems for the floors and ceilings, types of doors and windows that are allowed in these buildings. In addition to this, we want to look at these regulations very carefully because we don't want to act too quickly and too hastily and put in any regulation that we might regret later or that might jeopardize someone rebuilding their building downtown or might hamper someone from enlarging or renovating a building downtown. So we're doing this in a manner that we do not cause any undue expenses to anyone, but we also want to protect everyone involved. We want to be able to say we have done everything possible to protect any adjoining structures in the event we have another fire like we did August 4th and 5th. All this is covered within North Carolina Building Code and is inspected by the Mitchell County Department of Inspections on our behalf and is also inspected by the Mitchell County Fire Marshal. This defines the limits that we want these extra measures taken.
Richard Knipe is the Spruce Pine town manager. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.